You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Remember the Game. It's my retro gaming podcast where every single week a buddy of mine and I sit down and geek out about games we played back in the day. My name is Adam Blank. Thank you guys so much for listening. This week it's episode 66. We are staying on the Sega train for one more week. 2 weeks ago we talked Shinobi 3. Last week we gave, I gave a review of the Sega Genesis Mini, which I'll get to in a second. And this week we are talking about... I don't know. If it's not considered the best Sega Genesis game, then it's fucking right there. It's on all the lists. It's a top five, and that is Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which debuted Tails, who is Sega's Yoshi. He sucks, but we'll get more into that in a minute. Listen, you guys, you know I'm not a Sega kid. If you're new to the podcast, maybe you don't, but guess what? I'm not a Sega kid. I did not grow up with one of these things. I'm trying so hard to do your games justice and give them the respect and love they deserve. I tried really hard this week. My pal Miklos is here. He's a Sega kid. We fucked some stuff up. I looked it up during the podcast. We fix it. So listen, if you're listening and something I say in this episode isn't accurate, before you yell at me, get through the whole episode. And then if you want to yell at me, fucking yell away. That's just fine. So, you know, I'm going to ramble for a few minutes first. I don't always mention this, but if you're not interested in listening to my inane garbage mumbling for the first like 10, 12 minutes of the episode, check the description below the episode in the podcast apps or wherever the fuck it is you're listening. I've been trying to put a timestamp there, so you'll see what time the actual game chat starts if you just want to skip over this. So, I'm in a good mood today, man. It's October 1st as I record this. It's like the best time of year, I think. I like summer too, but like the fall is the best. It starts to get nice and cool and everything looks nice. It smells good. It's Thanksgiving, at least here in Canada. It's Thanksgiving in like a week and a half. It's like Halloween is coming up. There's tons of video games. It's a huge sports, I'm a sports junkie. Less so now that I'm a comedian because I'm never home at night to watch the games, but I still follow sports. And like hockey starts up right away. Football's in full swing. 4-0 in fantasy football for anyone that cares, which is like zero of you. Baseball is going into the playoffs right now. Go Rays. Hopefully by the time this hits your guys' ear holes tomorrow night, the Rays have won the wild card game and they are on their way to the World Series. and basketball starting soon, which is like, meh, but whatever. You know, I don't know. I'm just in a good mood. Feeling good. Let's fucking do a podcast. Let's talk. For all of you that gave me positive reviews on the Sega Genesis Mini review, and I got quite a few of those. Thank you. If you haven't listened to it yet, check it out. That was last week's episode, number 65. I went solo for the first time in 65 episodes and just gave a full-out review of the Sega Genesis Mini from the eyes, or through the eyes, of a Nintendo kid. And I got a lot of good feedback. So for any of you that enjoyed that episode, thanks a lot. Maybe I convinced a couple of you to buy one of those things. You know, Sega's not going to give me any money for that, but they should. dude, if somebody from Sega ever listened to this podcast and heard all the shit I've talked about them over the last year and a half, I'd be done. But anyway, thanks for the good reviews. A couple people, specifically Todd and John, both pointed out to me that it's the Mega Drive, and apparently it was the Mega Drive in some places. I know at one point, I don't know the exact history. You guys know how this podcast works. I try not to do a ton of homework. It's more based on nostalgia. I don't know when it went from the Mega Drive to the Sega Genesis. If I'm not mistaken, at least here in North America, it was originally the Mega Drive, and then they made it the Genesis to try to make it sound cooler. I don't know, so don't fucking yell at me if I'm wrong. I hate that name. I hate the name the Mega Drive. It just sounds so lame and stupid. Just Genesis sounds cool, which I know is what they were going for, and the logo for Genesis is cool. Mega Drive just sounds like a crappy computer or something. So no, it's the Sega Genesis. So thanks, you guys, for the good feedback. Also, I wanted to do the shout-outs for all my Patreons this month, but as I record this, it's like noon on Wednesday, October 1st, or Tuesday, October 1st, and not all of the Patreon pledges have gone through yet, so I'll give you guys your shout-outs on next week's episode, but thank you all so much. And here comes the Patreon plug. If you haven't signed up yet and you're considering it, please, please consider it. All I'm asking for is $2 a month. You're going to get a shout out on the show. We give away a gift card, which, by the way, I will be doing the draw for in the next few days. That's worth 20%. We give away, it's $5, for every 20 bucks. It's five. Had a lot of coffee. It's $5 for every $20 our podcast makes on Patreon. So this month we made $87, so it's gonna be another $20 gift card. So we're always giving shit away, and you get extra episodes of the podcast. And speaking of that, your first episode for October will be coming out on October 14th. It's the second Monday of the month, and Mark McHugh and I will be doing a full out review. Excuse me, good podcast and burping, and this is why I don't do it right after lunch. A full out review of the Link's Awakening remake on the Switch, and I think it's going to be a good episode, so check it out. Please, patreon.com/rememberthegame. Please just consider it. And also, if you're new to the show and you're liking it, please leave us a good review somewhere. I don't know what they accomplish, but I always ask for them. And you can follow us. Twitter and Instagram, we're at memberthegame. And then it's facebook.com/rememberthegame and youtube.com/rememberthegame. I always follow back. I try to interact with everybody. So if you want to say hi, say hey, tell me the show sucks, whatever, do it. Speaking of social media, I ran a poll last week asking if you guys were interested in some PS3 and Xbox 360 games reviews on the show. And I, like, literally, it's almost dead even on all platforms. Like, across the board, it's pretty close. So the odd one is going to sneak in. Admittedly, I've got one recorded right now. And I'll try to stick more retro for the next, getting up closer to episode 100, and then I will probably start getting into those games. Because, like, my pal Jason pointed it out, and it's something I've been thinking too, like, are they retro yet? The PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii generation? I know the Wii is two generations ago, and then there's, like, the Wii U. RAP, you poor bastard. And I know that that's still only technically a generation back, but, like, the PS5 and the Xbox Q, or whatever the fuck they're gonna call it, are right around the corner. Right? And I mean, the Switch is two generations after the Wii, with the Wii U in the middle. So I feel like they're getting, I don't know, like, are they, like, I've always considered retro the GameCube, Xbox, PS2 back. But, like, once those are two or three generations old, are they not retro too? I don't know. So anyway, I will be talking some of those games, but I'll try to hold off a little bit longer. I'll stick to just the old stuff. There's still a lot of great games out there. And I meant to bring this up too. Listen, if you're listening to this, or if you know someone that might be interested, I don't care where on the planet you are, if you are a business owner or something, if you have a public building or room or establishment, that's the word I'm looking for, that people visit, and you would be interested and willing to put our business cards out to just give away. That's all I'm asking. You don't have to push them on anyone. Literally just leave a stack of them on the counter there for people to take. Please reach out to me. Again, you know, either on, you know, Twitter or Instagram at MemberTheGame or Facebook.com/RememberTheGame. I'll send you some cards. I'm more than happy to give you a shout out on the show, plug your business on social media. I am going to be hitting up some places here in Edmonton and trying to give out some cards, but I'd love to distribute them around the world. So just if you're listening, if you want a free shout out, you're welcome to it. We're getting thousands of downloads now a week. I'm getting, you know, 3,000-4,000 downloads a month, give or take, depending on the popularity of the current episode. People are discovering episodes all the time. I'm happy to give shout outs if anyone's willing to put our cards out. So that would be really, really cool. I'm not buying any new games. I mentioned it last week. I'm trying to hold off, but this month there's so much coming out and like, fuck, but I'm trying to save some money. The holidays are coming up. It's the busiest time of the year for a stand-up comedian, which, you know, as you probably know, is what I attempt to do by night. And, so I don't have a ton of time to play, and the stuff I do play, I'm trying to take on my Switch cause I can take it on the road with me. Cause I'm on the road a lot over the next couple of months. But I'm probably going to... the Ghostbusters game is coming out. Fucking Overwatch, Witcher 3, Luigi's Mansion. There's just too many fucking games. But I am trying to just stick to retro right now. And actually, I'm done rambling for the week. I know it's a little shorter than normal, but I'm rambled out. I wanted to get into what I've been playing and then lead it into this week's episode. So as far as what I have been playing, it's been all retro stuff. I mean, I did finish the Link's Awakening remake a few days ago. Very close to 100% of it. I'm not going to say anything about it. You got to pay. I hate to be that guy, but if you want to know my full thoughts on it, it's $2. I already plugged it. I won't do it again, but we will be doing a review of that in a couple weeks. But I just finished it. And so after that, like, I'm trying to stick to just old school stuff. I've been playing with this Sega Genesis Mini that I'm pointing at, that none of you can see what I'm pointing at right now. A lot of Sonic 2, which we're talking about today. I've also been playing a little bit of like Echo Dolphin. I've been playing a little bit with Gunstar Heroes, a little bit of Toe Jam and Earl. There's some Earthworm Jim, the Mega Man, Wily Wars. I forget your name. I had mentioned last on the review episode that I was disappointed a little bit in the Mega Man Wily Wars because it just came across as like a Mario All-Stars retread of Mega Man 1, 2, and 3. And somebody reached out to me, and I'm so sorry, I forget your name, dude. I don't have my computer in front of me to look it up. Reached out to me and said, yo, play them because you'll get some extra, there's some extra bosses they designed specifically for that game. So I've started more into that. I've also been playing Phantasy Star 4, not on the Sega Genesis Mini, although it's on there. I'm playing it on my Sega Classic Collection on my Switch, just because I feel like it's the more perfect, ideal thing for handheld, or for RPGs, is that Switch handheld. It can put it to sleep anytime you want. I've got some mixed feelings on it, but I'm trying really hard. Everyone I've talked to that likes Sega and likes RPGs is plugging the shit out of Phantasy Star 4 and being like, yo, it's the Sega version of Final Fantasy VI and Chrono Trigger and this and that, so I'm not going to give you my full opinion on it yet. I'm trying. I'm giving it an honest thought. We are going to do an episode of this show on Phantasy Star 4 at some point. I just have to play through it first, but I'm working on it. And then also just a day or two ago while I was watching wrestling, I fell into Yoshi's Island on the SNES Online, and now I'm like 2 worlds into that 100% and running it, and it's so fucking so good. So good. So that's what I've been playing. Sonic 2 and a bunch of Sonic or Sega games, Phantasy Star 4 and Yoshi's Island. Retro, baby, because dedicated to this podcast. And speaking of games that I've been playing, let's a good shift. Let's talk about the game that we're talking about this week. Let's talk about the game we're talking about this week. We're talking Sonic the Hedgehog 2. As I mentioned, I'm trying really hard to show Sega some love, okay? And I know this is one of the games that everybody that had a Sega loves, or at least most do. And then this is one of the few I did play a little bit as a kid. So I've been playing a lot of it. Admittedly, not spamming the save states, but I've been using save states. And quite frankly, like, I've been talking to some people about this. I know that some people consider it like basically cheating. You know what I mean? Like, us purists, like, we're retro gamers. I tweeted it the other day that, like, one of the things that frustrates me about being a retro gamer or about playing retro games is that I just don't have the patience to, like, die and then start over and go back through, like, the 2 hours or whatever the fuck it was that I was doing. And it's nice to have those save states. I don't have that kind of time. Most of these games are a couple hours long. Super Mario World is like, to 100% Super Mario World, it's like 3 hours or 4 hours or something. Donkey Kong Country is like a 3-hour game. Sonic 2 is like, what, an hour if you're good, which I'm not. So it's been a lot more than that. You know, and but like when you die and have to start over, that's tax on that replay value, right? And I just don't have that kind of fucking patience. So I have been using some save states, but I'm having fun with it. And you're going to find out more about my opinions of it during this podcast. Like I said, I fucked some stuff up during it. We looked it up. I'm sorry. I think I addressed everything I fucked up before the end of the podcast. But if you've got issues, just listen to the end before you fucking yell at me. And expect more Sega love in the coming months, because I'm trying really hard to show you guys some love. And this Sega Genesis Minis really turned me around. I was like, I'm trying to figure out how to word it, but like, I almost feel like I was on the other side of like this like ancient like family feud or like war, and now it's over and I'm just trying to move on and be like, nah, you guys are, we're cool now. You know what I mean? And that's how I really, because I grew up hating Sega, and now it's, Sega's fine. Somebody that didn't grow up hating Sega, though, is my guest this week, and that is my pal Miklos. You guys may know him from the Shinobi 3 episode from a couple weeks ago, or the Shining Force episode we did before, the Nintendo versus Sega. He was a Sega kid. We did Nintendo versus Sega, and today we're talking Sonic 2. I'm going to cue the music. There it is. You guys, Sonic 2 originally released on November 21st, 1992. When you Google game the lists of the best Sega Genesis games of all time, it is always right there. I enjoyed it. I'm going to tell you what I like and don't like about it with my pal Miklos right now. Enjoy the episode, you guys. Here we go. If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, ah, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses in offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Okay, buddy. So first of all, thanks for spending part of your beautiful, one of the last nice Saturdays, probably of the year, sitting in my spare bedroom talking video games with me. That's pretty nice of you.
No problem.
And joining me again this week, as I would have said in the intro like 100 times, is my buddy Miklos. And you may remember Miklos from previous Sega. You're like the go-to Sega guest. I don't, Like, I mean, we did Shining Force.
Yeah.
We did the Sega versus Nintendo.
Shinobi 3,
which just came out, like, this will be 2 weeks ago by the time this one goes live. You're like, when I want to play a Sonic game, a Sega game, I always message you. I'm like, hey, what should I play now? Because you were the Sega weirdo.
Have you got to Toe Jam and Earl yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Working through it, though. So by the time this episode goes live, I'll have already posted my next week, which will be, dude, it's like a time jump. last week's episode will be a review of the Sega Genesis Classic. And so this week we're talking about, I don't know, is it the best game on the, like, on all the best Sega game lists I look up, this one's like number one or number two.
It's for what it did, especially for the Genesis, yeah, I would say that.
Probably
It's an all-around just awesome game.
Like, yeah.
The concept was kind of never done before. Just like the, like I said, like action running, but also exploration.
Yeah, and that, yeah, like, so, as I will have already said, we're talking Sonic 2, and, yeah, like, I mean, this game, I guess, is, like, because I know Sonic 3 and the Sonic and Knuckles lock-on came on after this,
yeah,
which we've talked about in the archives, you guys, go look for those in the archives, but, it's one of those ones, like, it's funny, because, like, when you talk about the Mario games, like, most people consider Mario 3 to be the best of the three Nintendo Mario games, like, of the NES Mario games, but when you talk about the Sega Sonic games, most people go to Sonic 2.
Yeah, I can't see how they could have improved on it.
Right.
Right? Like, sure, bringing in Knuckles later on and, like, kind of expanding the family of characters was cool.
Right.
But, like, nothing felt like playing this game.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, to me, Sonic 3, like, and I'm, okay, listen, like, as I will have probably said on last week's episode where I reviewed the Sega, like, I've buried the hatchet with Sega. Like, I have thoroughly enjoyed this thing. We're not enemies anymore. I'm like, I like Sega. They're fine. Like, I'm not going to make fun of them as much anymore.
As much.
But having said that, like, everyone knows that, like, one of Sega's big mistakes was, like, with the Sega Genesis, that thing turned into a fucking Frankenstein by the time you added all the shit onto it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like Sonic 2 was the Sega Genesis, and then Sonic 3 and the Sonic and Knuckles lock-on pack were that equivalent to the Sonic games. Like, they just tried to, it feels like they tried to do too much and pack too much in.
Personally,
you know?
I loved Sonic and Knuckles just because you could come back to Sonic 2
right.
and then play as Knuckles.
Right. Like, the concept was dope. Like, I'm not angry.
It was almost Game Genie-esque.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Like, I'm looking forward to someone eventually hacking the Sega Genesis Classics so that I can play Sonic 2 as Knuckles. Because you're right, like, Sonic 1 was cool, but it was just,
yeah,
run left to right real fast and win. Yeah. Whereas Sonic 2, like, and we'll get into fucking Tails in a minute because I have some opinions on that little fucking. But it's like the exploration, dude. Like, it's like, I have some criticisms of this game we'll get into, but I can't get over how many secrets and, like,
oh, yeah, there's
hidden
everything
rooms
everywhere,
and shit.
Right? And, like, you always try to, like, stay as up as you can. That's how I'm.
Yeah.
Because, like, you go up, you find all these cool secrets. The further down in a level you get, it seems to be just way harder all the time, right? Like, you're, like, almost, like, it's from, like, the, like, those Infinity Runner games that you can get.
Yeah.
Right? It's, like, this is, like, the precursor to all of that, right? Like, run as fast and as high as you can, and then, like, just try to keep up as much speed, almost, like, and then out of nowhere, spikes.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Because you're totally right on this staying up, because, like, there's more stuff up there, I think. Plus, if you fall, at least you could, like, fall into a new secret. You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, it feels like for most of the levels, there's, like, two or three layers. You could always fall into, like, that middle layer and then the bottom layer. And you're not going to fall off the screen until you go through the bottom.
Yeah.
Because there are holes and stuff, but there's not a ton of them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some where you, like, fall in the water. Oh, yeah. And that's my first criticism, is why the fuck is water in a Sonic game? It's so frustrating to me. Like, water levels suck in all platformers. I think most people, like, I don't like swimming levels in Mario. I think Donkey Kong probably does them the best, but I hate them. They're slow and they're boring. But the Sonic ones, dude, what world is it? Is it the third world in this game where you're in, like, ancient ruins or something?
Yeah.
And I get so frustrated when I get stuck in the water because I'm like, the whole gimmick of Sonic is, like, fast, 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 fast. And then it's, oh, now I can't go super fast. And I got to keep looking for stupid bubbles and just.
Well, I think that, like, it adds to, like, the, like, he's chasing Robotnik through all these places, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if he's trying to chase him, Robotnik's not going to be like, well, I'm just going to stay to city streets.
Yeah, I get
or
it.
Or you can go as fast as you want and catch me.
I don't know. To me, it came across, like, I hated that world. It came across as, like, a
Oh, yeah, it was a horror, it was a hard level, man.
Oh, so hard. And it was, like, I kept fucking running out of air and, like, which I actually like. I will say that.
That's one of those levels too where you always want to kind of stay up, right? The more you stay up, the more, like, you're playing the Sonic strengths, right? So like, without getting too far, when you get the supersonic later on in the game, right, like, you kind of, it just kind of makes you fly, right? You're like, you know, because it's going so fast, right?
Okay, I'm going to put a pin in that because I don't know this game that well. That's part of the reason I was excited to have you out here, because I was like, you'll fix it for me, because I haven't gotten anything like supersonic. I like it. I like when he's running really fast. I almost get frustrated at times when it slows real down, because I'm like, honestly, this game doesn't handle well enough to be a slow, precise platformer.
Yeah.
Like Sonic just doesn't. Even when he's above water, like when he's going slow and then you try to jump over a hole or something and he has no momentum, it feels like he's very floaty, but then it's like he's not moving forward at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've hit spikes that I know are there just because I have no momentum when I come up to them. And then when I jump, I don't go far enough to get over the fucking spikes. And
yeah. I think that's also why they kind of introduced that, that spin dash.
The spin dash is, yeah.
Right. So you could do that and you could jump.
Cause that wasn't in the first one.
No,
right?
It was not.
Okay.
No.
Cause that's dude. So many times, especially in the first world or two where you come up to like the loop de loops and stuff and you have no momentum.
Yeah.
You just do that duck and just like charge it up, let them go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Dude, this has always been my thing with Sonic, is it's like he's at his coolest when he's going really fast.
Yeah.
Right? But like, I almost feel when he gets going too fast in some areas, it almost becomes like an autoplay level on Mario Maker, where you don't even have to do anything for like a minute. You know what I mean? You just watch him just ripping around.
Yeah. Some of it's like, I mean, I'm sure it was designed to be visually appealing.
No question.
With all the loop-de-loops.
No question.
And like even in like some of the city levels where like you do the tubes.
Yeah, I'm in those ones right now.
And then you get like you get shot through areas and stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's absolutely, and to its credit, like hats off, like it's gorgeous. Like Sega deserves, for all the shitting I do on Sega and stuff like that, like they deserve a ton of, like playing this game. And this game is like, I'm just looking up right now. This game came out in 1992.
Yeah.
So this game is almost 30 years old, and it looks like if they released this game today, people would be like, it looks phenomenal. It looks like a cartoon.
For the PS4, they have a Sonic. It was like a fan-made game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my buddy has it. And
is it Sonic Mania?
Yeah, I think that's what
it
is.
Yeah, it's on Switch. I haven't played it, but I know it's out.
Awesome.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, it's better than Sonic 2.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. And like they changed a lot of the game mechanics in it, and they added a bunch of really neat features.
That's cool.
And then the levels, like you get like the same feel like the Green Hill Zone. They start off in like that, but then they like really jazz up a lot of everything else. So
that's crazy, because I still feel like, yeah, like I mean, the favorite world that I've played so far is the casino one.
Okay.
Because I think it looks cool and I like the music and stuff, but like when I think of Sonic, I think of the Emerald Hill, like that first world, like it's just with that green background and the brown, like I don't know if they're made of dirt or wood or whatever, but like the loops and stuff, and then Blue Sonic, like they're, to me, like this is as good as 16-bit pixel art gaming looks in these games. And I'll give it, like, they look better than Mario. Like, they look so much better than Super Mario World does. And I adore that game, right? But this game looks better.
The color palette. Like,
it's so bright.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Like, even, and that's one of the things I actually really adore about Knuckles, is I really feel like that bright red plays perfectly. Like, Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles, the three of them, and their 16-bit glory just standing together, look great.
Yeah.
The blue, the, like, yellow, brown, and then the red. Like, the three of them just look fucking perfect together.
And they stand out from pretty much everything else in the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, Tails, I think, at times can kind of blend in a little bit.
Yeah.
But Sonic, like, you never not know where Sonic is. You know, even the water. Like, I noticed that they made the water more of, like, a purple.
Yeah.
Just so that there's no way you can lose Sonic in it,
you
know? And I actually really do like the fact that you can run out of breath. Like, that's always bugged me in Mario games and stuff. But, like, other than,
you
like,
can
Mario
just swim
64.
Forever.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? This guy can already jump over mountains, and now he can swim forever and never worry about his breath. The only thing is just, like, and again, this is one of the things that irritates me a little bit about Sonic, is I don't like it when it goes slow.
Yeah.
And when you're underwater, not only is it going slow, which I can live with, in the sense, like you said, okay, well, Robotnik knows that's his weakness, so put it, you know, okay.
Go but, through some shit to make it harder for him.
Right, but when you got to look for the bubbles to get your air back, I'm like, I feel like I'm crawling, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, where's the bubble?
Yeah.
And then I got to stop and, like, stand near the bubble, and it's...
And you got to wait for the big one to come out.
Right, yeah, yeah. And I... And
you
can't
have any of the little ones. You got to get one of the big ones.
And I really like the mechanic of running out of breath, and I love the way the music kicks in as it counts down that 5, 4, 3, 2, like that urgency that sets in. And then as soon as you catch some air, It's just like, and then the music just goes back to normal. Like, yeah. I like that. I just would have preferred it if there were literally just big bubbles, like around, like rings, like just floating there that you could touch to get your breath back. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Well, they also, what was neat about the bubbles is it kind of like stopped Sonic too.
Yeah.
Right. So like sometimes you'd be going through one of those levels and you'd run into a bubble and you'd like lose all your speed.
Yeah. Yeah. It just completely stops them again. So. Yeah. I don't know. So as irritated as some of that stuff makes me, like when he's above ground, the game is at its best and it shines. And that's one of the things I like the most about the Emerald Hill Zone is that's what it's called, right? Emerald Hill Zone is like you're just ripping around. You can explore. Like I could literally spend half an hour in those first two worlds just looking for all the like, I guess they're TVs. With like the power ups in them,
like, there's like boxes.
Yeah, has anyone ever established like what they are? They look like old TVs.
They look like old TVs, yeah, for sure.
But like with the rings, or else like with the like shield, or like the invincibility and stuff. Like, and you, I love just exploring and looking for that stuff like that, you know. And I'll give Sonic credit too. Like, I'm very pro the ring mechanic.
Yeah,
like as you can collect as many as you want. Yeah. And as when you get hit, I love, well, it frustrates me when you've got a ton and then you get hit and they all fly everywhere.
Yeah.
But I like the idea that as long as you can keep getting a ring,
yeah, you can,
you won't die.
Yeah.
You know, and that's clever. You know, I think that's, and in a game that goes this fast, I think if it was more like Mario where it was just like you get hit once and you're dead, people would be like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like I think that ring mechanic is a necessary.
And like the more rings you have too, they kind of like, they shoot out farther.
Yeah.
Right? And so like the idea that like you could get hit, lose your ring, pick it up, but if you have a lot, it's almost impossible to get all your rings back.
Right. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Like if you're up there like 100 plus, then you're like, oh man, how do I get all these rings back?
Yeah.
No, you gotta like
cross. And you will. Yeah. You will lose a bunch of them. But at the same time, the cool thing about having a whole bunch of rings is that when you get hit, you're going to get some back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas you only have one. You're like, fuck, fuck, fuck. You're like, especially like when you're fighting Robotnik or something.
Yeah.
And you get hit and you're
and
like.
And then it goes the opposite way.
You're yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
I got to go through Robotnik to get it.
And for the record, like, I just. How do you feel about the name Eggman? Like, I despise that. Like, it's Robotnik.
I've always known it as Robotnik.
Right.
Maybe I don't understand what this Eggman thing is.
No.
Is that his first name or
like
he is egg shaped. So.
He's very yeah. But like it's like, I mean, because I guess technically like Bowser was King Koopa,
yeah,
and then became Bowser. But I'm like, well, Bowser is better.
Yeah.
Whereas like I hate the name Eggman. I'm like, you literally just named him what he looks like. Like
I've always called him Robotnik.
Me too.
He'll always be Robotnik. Him and his crazy chicken legs.
Yeah, yeah. I love Robotnik, man. Like I think he's a great villain. Like he's a great. Okay, and I meant to ask you that too. Like, because I don't know if you know the story or not, but like, because like when you kill bad guys in this game, the robots, like little animals, run away.
Yeah.
So he's turning the animals into these robots, right?
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you beat a world. You release all the animals that are in his making robot machine.
Yeah.
Man, he's a piece of shit. Like,
this is like the environmentalist game like so long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He's a good villain. Like I like that a lot actually.
A lot of his like your boss fights with him too are real interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Like his they have all of these different mechanics. Like some of them are like they have like things that are swinging at you but also shooting at you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of like trying to figure out what the pattern is.
Yeah.
And then like where you can hit him because it's not always the same.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, right? That's yeah, fuck yeah. Cuz I hate the like I don't mean to keep comparing this to Mario, but like they're just is Sega's fault. Sega's the one that was like, "Hey, this is better than Mario."
Yeah.
Like they're always going to be compared.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that this game does better. Like, I mean, the Mario games you jump on the bad guy 3 times and then he's dead, right? Like with all the Koopa kids, that's all it is. Whereas in this one, yeah, like Robotnik's always in a different machine.
Yeah.
And like I mean, I think I'm almost through the game right now. He like there's one I just finished one where he's in like a submarine, like in oil, and he keeps like shooting a laser at you and then he pops up and that's you have to jump on him.
Yeah.
But then there's other ones where like you have to hit him from underneath.
Yeah.
And there's one where he's got drill arms.
Yeah.
And when his drill arms are up, you can't hurt him. But then when he puts them down, you can jump on his head while he charges at you and stuff like that. And yeah, it's very like they're not boring fights.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I like that a lot, actually. And I like that they didn't invent other bad guys. I like just fighting Robotnik over and over. Like, I've always, I mean, I love the Koopa kids, but I like it when it, like they really play up the Sonic Robotnik.
Yeah. These, like, you get to feel that, like, Sonic is, like, coming after this guy, and he's just, like, he's always got an escape plan to like his next. It's kind of similar to like the princess is in another castle.
Yeah.
Right. But he's like, oh no, you beat me at this. Don't worry, I have bigger, badder things. Right. Like. He's almost like trying to use the least amount of energy as he can.
Hence why he's so fat.
To beat Sonic.
Yeah.
Whereas like, so he's, but he's got like a backup plan after backup plan after backup plan. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's. I like it. I like him. You know, for like I said, there's a lot of pros to this game, man. It's just there's certain things that fucking chap my ass. Okay, and so now before I get into those Chaos Emeralds, because I want to ask you about that, because I don't completely understand that. I have to rant for a minute.
I
hate Tails. I fucking hate him. I fucking hate him. Are you like? Do you like him?
I don't like him in the single player. He does get in the way.
Oh, he's fucking useless.
He gets in the way a lot. But in the, cause you can do the heads up versus on levels, which is fun. I actually like playing Tails because then you can do like the fly thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. So when you play two player, as I've seen, like I've never played it two player, but I've seen like he's go split screen.
Yeah.
And then is it like a race to the end or is it who gets more rings?
I believe it's a race.
Okay.
Right.
So then Tails can actually float or fly. Like when you're controlling him. So then like what advantage does Sonic have or is he faster?
He's not as fast as Sonic.
Okay. So that's Sonic's advantage then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like,
and then, you can play two player co-op.
Right.
So it's kind of like, what other game is that? Like, you know, if you play like Final Fantasy with two players, like you can control these guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shows that you can control these guys. It's kind of like that. Like Sonic goes wherever he wants. So everything follows Sonic. But then, like, you can use Tails, so Sonic can jump up while Tails is flying, and then you can fly.
Right, Sonic and he can, like, carry him. Right.
So, like, there are benefits to playing with someone in Tails.
Okay.
As opposed to just playing by yourself.
With the AI.
Which makes him a lot better.
Okay, I could believe that, yeah. Because, like, I mean, like, listen, like, 1992, the AI wasn't where it is now, right? And like, and especially, I mean, even in current video games.
And I don't even think in one player you can jump into his arms.
I've never done it. So if you can, I have no idea how. Like, it's, all I know is, like, playing it alone, he just keeps getting in the fucking way, and he sets off platforms and shit before I'm ready to fucking land on the platforms. And he just dies, and then he'll come floating in because he's dead. And fucking, and I'm like, why are you even here? Like, fuck off. Just go away. Like, to me, he came across as like, they were like, well, the other guys have two-player games where everyone's little brother can play.
Yeah.
So let's throw a character.
Basically, this is what they did.
Let's throw a character in that the little brother can play as.
Yeah.
But I mean, they put that split screen in and made it competitive is actually pretty rad. Like, they didn't just half-ass a character in that the second player could hold the controller and do nothing. They're like, hey, if he wants to play, he can actually play. You know, I think it would have been a cool thing if you could have, like, when you start the game, if you're playing one player, if you could pick which character you want to be.
Oh, that would be neat.
You know what I mean? Like, if you could play a Sonic game or a Tails game.
Something you might want to try is plug in your second controller and just see.
Yeah, yeah.
And just run.
Like, boy, I'm going to feel like, listen, like, oh God, there's going to be like diehard Sega fans out there that are going to be like, you can play as Tails. But like,
I don't think that you can, but it would be pretty neat.
Like the way I look at it is like, if I bought the game by myself and I put in my Sega, turn it on. Yeah. When you pick one player, if you could just pick like Sonic or Tails.
I think in some of the options, you might be able to do that.
Huh, I wonder.
When you go in, like right at the start menu.
Oh, I'll be goddamned. At the game start, the player can select to play as Sonic, Tails, or both.
Both, yeah.
The player, so the difference between the two is purely cosmetic. Okay, well, sorry. I'll shut the fuck up. So I hope everybody made it through that because I ranted about it. But it, okay.
The options in there, too, some of them are pretty neat. I remember there was something you could do, like the hidden codes or whatever were in like the music files.
Right.
So you could like go check this one out and then this one and then this one and it would unlock things. So like,
level select
and so like kind of things that you could do after you've beaten the game or, you know, like instead of like, you know, like the warp whistles and shit, like you could go in and go to whatever level you want.
Before. Oh, I see. Okay. Right? Like it almost, like
But there was like, it was a cheat code, right?
Right.
And
then
there's one where like you could be Super Sonic, which is like Super Saiyan Sonic.
Right. Okay. So let's get into that for a minute. Cause like I read the Sonic comic books, I watched the cartoon. Like I know the lore of Sonic and everything. Yeah. But like, so you can go into these bonus worlds in this game.
Yeah.
And it's when you hit a checkpoint and you have a certain amount of rings, then like a little like portal opens up and you can jump into it.
I thought it was like, there was like, there's all these like bonus things at the end. So like, the end thing's got that like whatever.
Oh, that like spinning yeah. sign?
If you jump at a certain point, you'll get all these bonus things and you can go into them.
Oh, that might be one of the other ones. Maybe okay. it's this one. All I know, all I found in this one is that like, yeah, I'm reading about it right here. When a player collects 50 rings and passes a checkpoint, they can warp to a special stage. And that's where the camera's behind you.
Yeah.
And you're running through those like tubes.
Yeah. And some of them are like, maybe it's a different one, but they had like a ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I know which ones you're thinking of. I think that's a different game.
Yeah.
I think where you can like spin like the screen. Yeah. 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 So these ones, I think...
The half-pipe ones, though.
I think they look dope.
Yeah.
Like, where the camera's behind Sonic and Tails, and they're running through, and you're trying to collect rings and avoid, like, the bombs and stuff. And you have to get, like... It starts out where it says, like, get 40 rings. And you have to get to the next checkpoint with at least 40 rings. Yeah. And you had to get 70 and then 100 or whatever. And if you get enough, you get a Chaos Emerald. Yeah. Now, I've only ever gotten one Chaos Emerald. Because fucking Tails... keeps collecting like 8 rings and I'm like, oh sweet, I've got enough. And then I was gonna blame him because then he'll hit one of those bombs and lose his 8 rings and then I don't have enough.
Yeah.
And I was gonna be like, I literally was just about to rant about how he fucks me over in these bonus stages, but looking at the image on my computer, I realized he's always behind Sonic. Yeah. So he's only picking up ones I missed anyway.
Yeah,
so it's not like he's fucking me.
Then he's hitting bombs that you like just narrowly avoid.
Right, yeah, because he just follows me. I still hate him, but yeah, it's not his fault that I can't beat them. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame. So if you get all the Chaos Emeralds, it says here, when all emeralds have been collected, he can turn into Super Sonic. So then when you're Super Sonic, he's just like a more powerful Sonic?
Yeah, he's just like, he almost like floats.
Okay.
Right? It's not that he flies or anything, but like he just goes like real fast.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like he's almost always like in a spin thing, but he's like standing up.
Right. And it says here that it burns rings.
Yeah.
Okay, so like as you have them. So is it like, it must be optional. Like you don't have to collect all of them to beat the game with it, right? You just can.
And I think on the later stages too, you just turn into Super Sonic anyways.
Yeah, you know what? Because I've gotten to the end of this game.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever beaten the final Robotnik, but I've gotten to the end. And yeah, I want to say that you're like...
In the airplane?
You're in like a plane and he just becomes Super Sonic to get to the plane. Because Tails is like flying a plane or something like that. So why can he fly, but he has to have a plane?
Just altitude, man.
Fuck him. No, he's...
Imagine how much, like, downforce you'd have to be pushing down at such a high altitude. Right? Well, his tails would go so fast.
If he didn't waste... If he didn't waste all his energy getting in the way, then he'd have enough energy to fly up there. I hate him. I hate Yoshi, and he's Sega's Yoshi. I fucking hate him. I hate him. So, okay, so then I must assume there's got to be, like, different endings if you beat the game with all the Chaos Emeralds or you don't or something.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's just, like, an optional. I think maybe once or twice.
Oh, okay.
I've collected all the Chaos Emeralds.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's a classic game. Like, to me, it's like, okay, because that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, too, that I just thought of this. Like, I find it hard. And I don't know if that's because it is hard or if because I suck at Sonic.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a little bit of both. I don't know. But these old school games, like, I feel like some of these, I mean, the NES in particular was like notorious for having like
impossible
video games, right? And yeah. I feel like a lot, sometimes it's bad mechanics or bad design. Yeah. Sometimes it's a way to stretch out the length of the game.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's a little bit of both. And I think this game, like, I really do think the Chaos Emerald thing is a clever way to give it replay. Cause, yeah. I mean,
and then you're always trying, right? And sometimes you miss one.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, no. Yeah. So then you're trying to be like, because you can do like multiple Chaos runs in like, for like, you know, like set of levels.
Yeah.
Right?
So
you have a chance to come back and do them again.
Yeah, because it keeps putting you into the same one you're in until you beat it.
Yeah.
Like, I have been in that second one of my whole playthrough of this game. The first one I beat it the first try, and I was like, dope. The second one is like a pink and orange floor. And I'm getting within like 5 rings every time and beating it. And then it drives me crazy because he runs to the end of the pipe and the emerald is right there. But then for some reason, he's like, I can't. He just doesn't let him.
Like, you don't have any power rings.
Right? I feel like him being the good guy, it's like the honor system. And he's like, oh, no, I can't. I don't have enough. I can't take that.
It'd be like, you know, how like if you don't have enough magic to use an item in like, say, like Diablo or something, then these power rings are the things that allow you to grab it. Or they like amplify your power.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh no, I can't do it. I'm so close.
That makes sense.
Or like picking up Thor's hammer, like if you're not like
the
worthy.
Chaos Emeralds are the Sega Thor's hammer. Dude, I don't know. Like the replayability, like you already pointed it out. Maybe we're repeating ourselves, but like the exploration to me is what really, like playing through this game as someone that didn't grow up with it. I remember playing it a couple times, but I never had the attachment to it. The exploration really stood out to me.
Yeah.
Like as someone that's a diehard Mario guy, like I know all those games like the back of my hand. And Mario 3, to its credit, and Super Mario World have some exploration to them. But nothing in the sense of like each level is so big. Like there's so much, dude, and like you'll fucking jump on like a spring thing that'll shoot you across the level and you'll see like an extra life and like a horde of like the ring TVs.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
how do you even get there?
Yeah. And you're like, how the fuck do you get there? But there's gotta be a way. And it makes you want to go back and just explore. And I love that there's no time limit.
Yeah.
I don't think there is. It keeps track of your time, but it counts up. So I don't know if it ever times out. I've never run into that if it does.
It might.
Like
it might be like, well, you know, in like any of the Mario games, you have 300 seconds.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe if it gets like, I've never run out of time playing it.
But some of the levels are long too.
Dude, right? Some of them are long. Yeah.
Right? So I don't think there is. I think it's basically just like, that's another way you can replay things, right? Like that's why the 2-player versus is that way.
Yeah.
Right. So you could be like, who can finish this level the fastest?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like rings be damned. Right. It turns into a racing game all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, they did it, dude, and I honestly didn't realize I could play as Tails until halfway through this podcast when I was reading it. I was like, oh, shit, not that I want to because I hate him, but the option's there.
Give him a shot.
I will give him a shot now just to see. Like, I'm impressed. I'm like, dude, this is a good game. Like, because this wasn't a pack-in. Like, Sonic the Hedgehog was a pack-in with the Sega Genesis, but Sonic...
I think this is the one that kind of turned the Genesis around when it became part of a buy feature.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
So, like, you got this with it, and then, like, everyone that I knew that had this, man, we played it so much.
Right.
Right? And it was like the Mario of its...
Yeah. And like sitting here playing it for certain aspects of it, chapped my ass. Like I said, the slowing under the water, and this has always been my beef with Sonic. At times, I just get frustrated because I want to run fast, but then I run into a wall, or I fucking run into spikes, or a bad guy that I just couldn't see, and then he fucking hits me, and then it slows me right down again, and I'm like, fuck, I just want to run fast. You know what I mean? Like, but to me, it screams that a practice makes perfect game, and the more you play it, the more you know where to go and what.
And like
you'll
realize that there's like. You'll be coming up on some, like, coming down a hill, and you got to jump, like, right at the bottom.
Yeah.
You'll hit, like, 3 bad guys, and then you'll hit that TV, like, ring box.
Right.
And underneath, there'll be, like, a little platform that'll spring up to something else.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, so the more you explore, the more you kind of do some things and get the hang of it.
Yeah.
the more you're used to being like at the top of the level.
Right.
And usually the top levels where all the awesome shit is.
Right. Yeah. And like, and I will say, like, even I've had moments playing it where I don't know the worlds that well. Like when you are going fast, but you know what to do, yeah, and you're like running through the loop to loops and then like the sideways loops and like you said, those cages, and then you spring, and then you fucking run again. And you start to feel pretty badass. You're like, yeah, dude, this is pretty fucking cool. Yeah. When he gets going at like top speed and you're not fucking it up, it's pretty. Yeah.
There's like even just doing some of those loop to loop shit. Like there's ones where you like, I think especially in the city level,
mm-hmm,
where you hit it and you like watch him like 360 pipe or whatever. And you're, yeah, like, they put this in here, like you can't really stop in that area to really admire it.
Right.
But like you go through and they're like adding all these like little tiny things that you keep noticing that just make the game visually striking.
It's, yeah. And to me, that's the single biggest, and I'm not a graphics guy at all. Like, give me an 8-bit game that's fun to play over like a current, yeah, PS4 game or whatever. But I adore the 16-bit era of gaming. Like, I still, yeah, think it's the pinnacle of gaming. And I think these games, like playing this game, I've been absolutely mesmerized. I'm like, this game looks phenomenal, you know. And this, you're right, like Sega, like the original Sonic the Hedgehog was what it was. I really feel like Sonic 2 is when Sega was like, hey, we have an IP that maybe could compete. You know what I mean? Like, this, yeah, has to be our IP. Like,
yeah, they put a lot
swing
into it.
They sure did. And they deserve a lot of credit. Like, this game belongs in like the gaming hall of fame. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is, it's I'm very impressed. Like, it's the Sega's flagship title. I've read so many lists ranking the games on the Sega Genesis Mini or the best Sega Genesis games of all time and stuff, and if this game's not number one, it's top three.
Yeah,
every time. Like, it's great.
It was probably one of the best all-around games to have ever been made, for sure.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you know, and like, and to Sega's credit, like, and this is something that I've talked about when we talked about the Sega Genesis Mini, but like, I think when most people think of the Sega Genesis, particularly like, I didn't grow up with it, I don't have attachment, I think of sports games,
yeah,
I think of the Disney games, and I think of Sonic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, this is like they don't, I don't think of a ton of great platformers for the Sega Genesis or things like that, right? But like, this game to me, I don't think it's as good as Mario, because I prefer Mario's play style.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this game can stand toe-to-toe with it. It just does certain things better and certain things worse.
Yeah.
It's just gorgeous. It's fun to play. Even when I'm dying, I'm still like, dude, this is still fun. Like, I want to play it again.
Yeah.
I find it challenging.
It gets addicting.
It is. Yeah. Right? Like, you want to see how many rings can I get or how fast I can go. You know,
yeah, it's just...
The Chaos Emerald. Now I want to go back through it. Like, I'll play through this game a few times because I really want to try to get all the Chaos Emeralds. Like... I want to see now. I want the ability to turn into Super Sonic. Is there Super Tails?
I don't think so.
Probably not, because he sucks.
Maybe you do a Tails only run and get all the Chaos Emeralds.
Oh, fuck. I'll just turn the game off. Like, I'm not giving you the satisfaction, you fucking rodent. I hate him. Oh, man. It's good stuff. And then the fact that you can play it as Knuckles is
later,
nuts,
yeah,
you know? And like, oh, yeah, so they didn't put the Sonic and Knuckles game in this thing, or
okay,
Sonic 3. My understanding is that Sonic 3, there's something to do with the music where, like, Michael Jackson composed some of it or something.
Okay.
So it's like a big licensing thing. But it would have been cool if they had put the Knuckles add-on into this one, but whatever, that's fine. Someone's gonna hack this thing and then you'll be able to play it. Is it any good as Knuckles? Like, have you played it?
Yeah. It adds like a whole new level, right? Of gameplay.
I would think the exploration plays
perfect you can, like,
to him.
You can like jump and like climb walls and stuff, right?
Right.
As Knuckles.
And he glides
too,
right? Yeah. It's almost like they combined Sonic and Tails to fucking make him into Knuckles. I always thought Knuckles was the coolest one.
Yeah, like, I've always been a fan, like, as soon as I could get that.
Right?
Yeah.
He just looks rad. Like, I love his hands, those fucking giant mittens with the spikes sticking out of them.
So he can climb those walls.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, I remember reading the comic books and stuff. Like, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And like, I thought he would have been a cool, like, anti-hero.
He's kind of, I guess.
I don't know. To me, like, Shadow became more of like an anti-hero. Shadow sucks. What the fuck is Shadow? Like, what the fuck? You took Sonic, you're like, let's give him rollerblades and guns, and we'll make Shadow. Get the fuck out of here, Sega. Sonic was fine. Don't fuck around.
He just, like, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot of the lore, but I know, like, playing a lot of the games going, like, growing up, Shadow was kind of cool, especially when they started doing, like, instead of, like, side, like, as a side scroller running game, is like the front, like, almost lane or whatever.
Yeah.
Once you did that, and you could like shoot things out of your way.
Yeah.
It was kind of neat.
Yeah, Sonic, man, he did not transition into 3D very well. But I just feel like these game mechanics just lend themselves to 2D so much better.
Yeah.
Just run left to right, jump fast, run fast. All right, well, I don't know. You good? That was a good podcast. You want to... So on out of 1 to 100 golden rings, how many rings would you give Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
I would give it 95.
95 rings.
Yeah.
That's pretty good rings. I'll give it a... Fuck. I'm so torn because I know some people love this game and I'm like, it's fine. I don't know. I'll give it 80 rings. It would have had 85, but Tails cost it 5 rigs because he picked them up and then ran into a bomb in a bonus level like a useless shit that he
and
is.
And then cost you a Chaos Emerald.
I hate him. Good stuff, dude. Thanks for doing this. That was
no
good.
No problem, man. Thank you.
That's going to do it for this week's episode. Miklos, thank you so much for coming by and talking a little more Sega Genesis with me. And to all of you, thank you so much for listening. Again, as I mentioned off the top, I know there were some things I got wrong. I think I addressed them all before the end of the show. If there's something else I got wrong, now you can feel free to yell at me. It's at MemberTheGame on Facebook or on Twitter and Instagram, or RememberTheGame on Facebook. Go ahead. Fucking yell at me. It's fine. We're going to show more Sega love in the coming weeks. That said, next week it will not be a Sega game. I think I've got a game in mind. We'll go back to that. We got some killer... I don't want to spoil everything, but we've got some killer episodes coming up, going into like episode 80 or so, because I think I've got a dozen or so in the bank right now. Numbers are still going up. I'm so excited. If you guys are enjoying it, please follow us on social media. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please consider... our Patreon. We're only asking for $2. I give away a prize every month. I'll give you a shout out on the show. You're going to get bonus episodes of the podcast, including a review of the Link's Awakening remake that'll be coming out in a couple weeks. That's going to do it. That'll do it for this week. You guys have listened to me ramble enough. Go play some video games. It's beautiful outside. It's fall. It's a good time of year. Unless you live in Southern Alberta, then you're snowed in. And if you're snowed in, then you got nothing better to do but play video games and listen to this show anyway. And I'll be back in 7 days with episode 67. I've remembered the game. Take it easy, you guys. Thanks for listening. I'll see you later. Cheers.